Hello and hi, welcome to another Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks, and yes, it's been a while since you've heard my voice. Let's just say sometimes you make plans, and then life decides, nah, we don't like those plans, we're gonna make new ones for you. And there's not much you can do except ride the tsunami. Suffice to say, short version is, I am no longer in California. I am back in my home stomping grounds in the Baltimore, D.C. area. Don't know how long I'm going to stay here. But as with everything, we'll just see how things go. Hopefully the hiatus is completely done with. And we'll be getting back on the horse with some new interviews starting next week. Got a lot of indie producers, indie filmmakers coming along, science fiction and horror, of course. We also have some more indie musician news coming up a little bit later. More albums dropping, more conventions coming up. There's a lot of people going to Dragon Con at the end of the month, next week actually, and I hope to hear from some of them, either before or after, not sure which yet, still working on a few things. And a few more surprises later down the road. Still retooling, moving cross-country, actually moving long-distance moves 3 times in 6 months is a bit much. could have used a couple of superheroes to help out with that, but like I said, you move on and you continue as best you can. And I love this show too much to leave it for too long. And there are a lot more people I want to talk to that I think you'd be interested in hearing from. That includes comics book creators, indie filmmakers, web series creators, people who basically move their web series into comics. And of course, our favorite subjects, television and movies. So today is going to be a little discussion about what's coming up for the fall that I want to see, that I'm looking forward to seeing, and hopefully some of these you're looking forward to seeing as well. The movie slate starts off very dark and exciting with the reimagined version of It, which from all the pre-release buzz, sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm not sure I'm going to catch it in theaters, but I do want to see it because I remember the book from a long time ago. I remember not being overly thrilled with the miniseries, but yeah, the book is terrifying. It and Pet Sematary are the ones that I remember the most as finishing the books in the middle of the night and not being comfortable with the idea of turning off the light and going to sleep. So we'll just, yeah, stuff that scares in a good way. We have the Lego Ninja Go movie. I'm not sure what to expect from that, but a lot of people I know are looking forward to that. Same with My Little Pony, the movie. I may check it out just to find out what all the fascination is with the ponies. I mean, they're cute and all. And I love horses. I just never found the occasion to sit down and maybe watch or binge the My Little Pony thing. So I'm unaware of the appeal, the attraction to it. But I know there's a diehard dedicated fan base out there, just like for Power Rangers, just like for Star Wars and Star Trek. So I'm curious to see what all goes into that. We have, let's see, the movies that I'm looking forward to that I want to see in a theater: Kingsman: The Golden Circle, Blade Runner 2049, Justice League. I'm conflicted about Justice League. I really am. And Star Wars: The Last Jedi. Thor Ragnarok, I'm looking forward to, because the first trailer for that was the reveal that showed me just how long Kevin Feige and crew have been working on this unified Marvel Cinematic Universe. We get Hela showing up. From the comics, we know that Thanos has a crush, has a thing for Hela. Really, really digs her, really into her. And it wasn't until I remembered that storyline, that it flashed back to the after credit scene from the first Avengers movie, where we see Thanos and his assistant is telling him about how they underestimated the humans, how we should stay away from the humans. To challenge them is to court death. And then you get the smile on Thanos' face. Well, Hela is death. And he's like, oh, I get to go after my girl? Deal. And when I realized that, I was like, wait, what? They planned that? They lined that up back then. And that blew my mind. So, mad props to all those guys for building something so cohesive. They could drop little tiny breadcrumbs for it, what, 7 years ago? Oh my goodness. Yeah, I'm liking this stuff. Justice League? I don't know what to say about Justice League. I'm optimistic about it, but I'm also hesitant. Because, as we all know, the DC movies have been inconsistent, let's just say. I was one of the few people, apparently, one of the few people who really enjoyed Man of Steel. I liked Man of Steel. My review for it is still on Slice of Sci-Fi. You can go back and read it. I truly enjoyed Man of Steel. I thought Batman versus Superman, I can't watch it. I cannot watch that movie. I'm sorry, I have tried 5 or 6 times to watch that movie. I can't get more than half an hour in. I can't get more than 20 minutes in. I just can't. It hurts to watch. The only thing I've watched from that movie, I have gone to the boss battle at the end, right where Batman realizes that he's been set up to kill Superman, and they go save Martha Kent, and then Wonder Woman shows up to help them beat Doomsday. I've watched that part. I can tolerate that, most of that anyway. This is how much I don't enjoy Batman versus Superman. I would rather watch Suicide Squad 5 times in a row. Yeah. Suicide Squad has issues, has problems, but it's more fun. I would rather watch Suicide Squad 5 times in a row, back to back, than watch Batman versus Superman in its entirely beginning to end. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going with that. I loved Wonder Woman. That was a fantastic movie. That was everything a movie should be. It built a universe. It built characters. It built flaws in those characters. You got to see some of the different desires and motivations of the different people, good and bad, the villains and the bad guys and the people in the middle who weren't leaning one way or the other. That was what a movie is supposed to be. It's supposed to be that much fun. And so I'm hoping that Justice League follows in the footsteps of Wonder Woman. I will reserve judgment, but I will see it. Just because I want to see, I mean, The Flash looks like he's going to have a lot of fun in there. We're going to see Wonder Woman kick ass again. We're going to see Aquaman. Jason Momoa as Aquaman, pretty compelling reason to see this. And in terms of the movies that aren't high on the radar yet, I'm curious about Happy Death Day. I really am. A very dark version of Groundhog Day, it looks like. And as someone who's an old school movie fan, I am more than a little curious about Death Wish. If it's a straight remake, reboot, reimagining, because the Charles Bronson original is classic. It truly is classic. Now, a few years back, they did a reimagining of another Charles Bronson classic, The Mechanic. Jason Statham held his own, I believe, did a very good job in that. So we shall see if they do the same with Death Wish. Now, television. I have been without Netflix for about 6 months. So I missed Iron Fist. I missed The Defenders. And I'm probably also going to miss Stranger Things Season 2. I will live. I don't think those are going anywhere anytime soon. I will catch them eventually, hopefully. Hopefully things will straighten out by Christmas and I'll be able to get more pieces of my life back together. We shall see. On Sci-Fi Channel, we've got... I'm not sure what to expect from Con Man. But they're going to binge the original web series before jumping into the series, so that should be fun. It's just my funny bone, my humor meter. A lot of people say is broken. We shall see. I reserve judgment on how this will continue. Z Nation, Van Helsing are coming back. Channel Zero seems to be going in a different direction. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with that. I do want to talk to some of the people from Z Nation because that's getting more compelling as it goes on. So I'm happy about that. The other shows I'm waiting for on Sci-Fi Channel aren't coming around until January. So technically that's not fall TV. But yeah, The Expanse, The Magicians coming up next year. Yeah, looking forward to that. All of the CW superhero shows, the DC Universe shows, are coming back. We have Arrow, we have Supergirl, we have The Flash, we have Legend of Tomorrow. What's the new one? Black Lightning. They'll be adding Black Lightning, but I don't think that's until next year. So, it's still something to look forward to. Another superhero show on the CW, which so far so good, has done well by all the four main ones. Riverdale Season 2, I think a lot of people are looking forward to. And Supernatural is still going strong. Supernatural is going into Season 13. Now, I stopped watching Supernatural regularly a long, long time ago. So right now, I'm rooting for Supernatural to keep going. I want Supernatural to challenge. I want Supernatural to challenge the 20 years that Law and Order and Gunsmoke put in. I just think that would be hilarious to get a speculative fiction show right up there beside two powerhouses, a Western and a police procedural. Right alongside 20 years of a speculative fiction show. Now, I don't know. Does The Simpsons count? Does The Simpsons truly count? Because they're at, what, almost 30 years now? And South Park is closing in on... How many years has South Park been on? That's got to be close to 20. I will look it up after the show, but still, that many years of snarky animated behavior on television, I think it's a good thing. I'm more of a fan of South Park than I am The Simpsons, although I will say the first five seasons of The Simpsons for me were must-see TV. I watched it religiously back then. It's been a long time since I've watched anything other than the Halloween episode. Every now and then, if I remember to, I'll check it out. I just, The Simpsons has no connection, no relevance for me anymore. But South Park still gets its zingers in there. Let's see, what other, Star Trek Discovery. I'm really not sure what to make of that. I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch it. We will see. CBS All Access, that's their new streaming service. I'm curious to see how many people sign up for it just to see it. I'm very curious. I'm curious to see if CBS realizes that they've made a mistake and puts it on a network where more people can see it, either via broadcast or via cable, or via a mainstream streaming outlet like Hulu, or I don't know if they would do Netflix, because a lot of the CBS shows that I would watch over and over and over again are not on Netflix. Without a Trace and Cold Case are the ones I'm thinking of most. There was another one I can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, if those were on Netflix, I'd watch them over and over again. Numbers. Whenever there's nothing on, I fall back to something like Numbers or Stitchers. No, I'm not going to talk about Stitcher Season 3 season finale, because that broke my heart. That broke my brain and my heart. And I better hear something soon about a season 4, or else I'm going to lose my mind. On ABC, we have The Inhumans. I'm looking forward to The Inhumans. I know people are upset about the way Medusa's hair is being done. All I'm going to say is I hope they increase the CGI budget. And if they get Lockjaw right and Medusa's hair right, this could actually be fun to watch. We'll see. What else do we have? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Once Upon a Time are coming back as well. On Fox, we have Gotham. We have new shows, The Orville and Ghosted. I'm looking forward to checking out The Orville. It looks like it's going to be very Galaxy Quest minded in tone, so that should be interesting to see how that works out. Ghosted looks like what was the show that was on Hulu? Deadbeat, the guy who talked to Ghost. I'm curious to see how Ghosted works out, because that looks amusing. Of course, Lucifer. And of course, Lucifer's coming back. Got to see Lucifer. Tom Ellis is just a dream to watch. He's oh so delicious in that role. And I know several people are happy that The Exorcist is coming back. So we shall see how October plays out for those shows. The other show I'm looking forward to is Runaways. Runaways on Hulu. More Marvel Mutants. I'm really, really hoping they do as good a job with that as they've done with some of their other original series. I really, really want to see Runaways. I'm looking forward to, what else is it? Well, Mr. Robot. I want to see how they bring things around for Mr. Robot. Kind of losing my grasp on all the threads. I think I might have missed a show or two, so I'm going to have to find a way to binge that again. But yeah, we'll see what comes along out of the fall shows. They're of course the shows that I like the most. We'll try to get interviews for. Same for some of the indie films, the ones that I think are the ones that I found entertaining. Because if they're bad or they're boring, I'm not going to waste our time with it. I really won't, or I'll try not to anyway. And even if something is not quite, you know, up to snuff, but it has some interesting features or some interesting cinematography, we'll talk about that too. But that's what I've got going on right now. look very soon for some people who've done some excellent job, excellent work on several indie short films coming up. I hope to bring that up to you in the next couple of weeks. Also, I hope to talk with my favorite band, Cyfried. Their new album has a release date, end of September, on online and on physical CDs. And they're also doing a vinyl version. They're doing vinyl. The vinyl version will be available in October. So vinyl's back. I feel really old, because I just got rid of all my vinyl about 3 or 4 years ago. And it's back. So that's okay. I was taking up too much space and I needed to free up the space that the vinyl was taking up with more books. Yep. But that is all for now. Actually, speaking of Cyfried, we have one of the first singles off the new album. The new album is called Hyperspaced, and the song is called Winter Has Come. And as a special treat, that will be coming up right here at the end of this episode. So stay tuned, listen to that song. You can also go see the lyric video for it over on YouTube. I'll have a link to that from the show notes. But that'll do it for now. If you have any questions or comments, please call. The number is still 602-635-6976. Leave a message, leave a voicemail, ask a question. I will respond to any questions or comments you have. You can listen to Slice of Sci-Fi on iTunes, on Stitcher, on TuneIn, and I think we're still on Krypton Radio. I should go check that. I know people are getting podcasts on Google Play and Spotify. I am looking into that. Like I said, I've been out of reach for the past month, getting back into the swing of things. Rebuilding the stuff here in the Baltimore area and moving forward with that. If you are listening on Stitchers or on iTunes, please leave us a review. Let people know that you are enjoying the show and maybe they should check it out for themselves. Check us out on Twitter at Slice of Sci-Fi. Check us out on Google Plus and on YouTube. We're Slice of Sci-Fi over there. The Google Plus page has been a little bit neglected, and for that I do apologize. And Facebook, working on having a new Facebook admin get up to speed on there. Leave a comment anyway. And of course, we have the website, sliceofscifi.com. Come on over, check out the reviews and commentary, and leave your own comments on them. We also have Pop Culture Geeks. .com and writersafterdark.com. I do want to thank everyone who's been pledging their support through Patreon. Every cent that you pledge every month helps. You have no idea how much it helps. Keeps the show running, keeps the media for the shows running, keeps the websites online, and for that I am very grateful. Going to restructure some of the levels later, get some more perks and bonuses in there for higher level pledgers, supporters soon, and so keep an eye out for that. And as I said before, I'd like to throw a shout out to my good friends over at the geek rock band Cyfried for the music they provide for the show. I adore it. I truly do. And like I said, we'll be talking to them again soon with their new album. The album is called Hyperspaced. Stay tuned to the end of this episode for a listen to that track, Winter's Come. But that'll do it for this episode. We will be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi next week. Take care.